O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of the age that is passing away, may the glory of your kingdom surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect the light of your glory this day, and so be made ready to come into your presence. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Come, let us return to the Lord and say together, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us, deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds, and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And here we hear the assurance of God's forgiveness in these words. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And we turn to our psalm, Psalm 42, verses 1 to 7. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, where is now your God? Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul, how I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, ever. Amen. Well, our first reading comes from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And so we come to our canticle with words taken from Hebrews, And we begin by saying the refrain together.
We have come before the throne of God to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
We have come before God's holy mountain, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We have come before countless angels making festival, before the assembly of the firstborn citizens of heaven. We have come before God who is judge of all, before the spirits of the just made perfect. We have come before Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So let us give thanks and offer to God acceptable worship, full of reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We have come before the throne of God to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
Our second reading comes from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, beginning at verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the one who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
No one wants to abandon ship, but if you are someone who explores our coastal and offshore waters, it is advised by organisations like the RNLI and the Coast Guard to have a grab bag on board just in case. This is a special waterproof bag packed with essential and safety items ready to be grabbed should an emergency lead to having to abandon ship. Obviously, what you have in the bag depends on where you are going and how much money you have to spend. But the RNLI suggests things like foil blankets, flares, torches, a throwing line, whistle, and seasickness tablets. The idea is to have the bag ready so that when and if the moment comes, you will be prepared for any eventuality. Being ready, being prepared for what may happen, gives a certain amount of peace and security. Peace and security. Peace and safety. It's what we all want. It's what we all desire. We look at our world and there is so little peace and so few places of safety. Our world is in turmoil and we long for peace and for safety for ourselves and those we love. And so did the Thessalonians. They lived under the rule of the Roman Empire, whose slogan was Pax Romana. And yet they knew it was just a slogan. The Thessalonians were under threat of persecution. And the Thessalonian Christians were afraid and confused. They had been taught that Jesus was going to return to earth for a second time, and they were concerned about the fate of Christians who had already died before the Lord returned. And they were worried that Jesus would return and they wouldn't be ready. They were worried that they would be taken unawares. And so they wanted Paul to tell them when it would all happen. Paul replies to the Thessalonians by repeating the things that Jesus said himself when he was on earth. When the day of the Lord comes, it will come as a thief in the night, creeping up, unexpected and unwelcome. It will come as suddenly as a pregnant woman who has always known that one day she will give birth, but is surprised and taken aback by sudden sharp pains of labour. People might think they are living in peace and safety with not a care in the world, and then suddenly something terrible happens and they are completely unprepared. Looking back, I still find it hard to believe that all that has happened in 2020 has actually happened. I remember reading about COVID-19 months and months ago. I spent time with my goddaughter after Christmas, who lives in China and whose husband is from Wuhan. I remember being shocked when Italy went into lockdown, but I really didn't see it coming, or at least not coming here. I look back to this time last year and think, did I miss something? Was I so wrapped up in Brexit that I failed to notice something far more important? Was I so focused on my small corner that I didn't see the bigger picture? Why weren't we warned? Why weren't we ready? Why wasn't I prepared? Paul writes to reassure the Christians in Thessalonica. He tells them that they know all that Jesus taught about the day of the Lord, and that's all there is to know. And he tells them that they needn't worry. And the reason they needn't worry is because they know what Jesus taught, and they are followers of Jesus. And that makes them children of light and children of the day. The day of the Lord might seem terrible, but with it comes the dawning of light, God's light and revelation. Children of light, children of the day, will not be blinded by the searing searchlight of scrutiny and judgment, causing them to run away and hide. But children of light will welcome and run towards the warm light of God's good and loving kindness. They may be surprised, but they will not be taken unaware, because they are ready and prepared. It's as if they have got their grab bag ready for when the moment comes. So I have found myself thinking, how prepared am I for what's ahead? What might be an equivalent Christian grab bag? What are the absolute essentials needed to keep close to Jesus in the midst of uncertainty and a global pandemic? I suspect many of us might grab a Bible to stuff in our bags. It's worth remembering that those to whom Paul wrote in Thessalonica didn't have Bibles. They didn't exist yet. Paul takes us back to the Roman Empire with its slogan of peace and safety, and illustrates what they need using the picture of Roman armor. To stay close to Jesus Christ, all they need in their grab bag is a breastplate and a helmet. The breastplate, he imagines, is faith and love. Faith that trusts Jesus' words are true, that his death and resurrection is God's promise for us too, that walking with him day by day changes our lives, changes the way we think, changes the way we behave, and that faith and trust banishes our fears. Love is the love that reaches out to others, reflecting the love of Jesus Christ for us. And the helmet of hope, confidence in the God of heaven, our Heavenly Father, who allows us to see earthly power for what it is, temporal, fading away. Our hope is not based on earthly things. Our hope is knowing that Jesus is all we need, and he has and is the final word. Amen.
Is the needed time right now? Is the needed time
now? Is the needed time right now? Is the needed time
right now? Is the needed time
now? Is the needed time? Jesus, won't you come by here? Jesus, won't you come by here? Jesus, won't you come by here?
Even if you don't stay long,
if you don't stay long, Jesus, won't you come by here?
Down on my knees and pray, yeah, on my knees and pray,
praying, won't you come by here?
Even if you don't stay long, if you don't stay long,
won't you come by here?
Is the needed time right
now? Is the needed time
now?
Is the needed time
right now? Is the needed time right now?
Is the needed time
now?
Is the needed time?
Well, let's turn now to prayer. And at the words, Lord, hear us, please will you respond. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so we pray, high and holy God, robed in majesty, Lord of heaven and earth, we pray that you will bring justice, faith, and salvation to all peoples. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. You chose us in Christ to be your people and to be the temple of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will fill your church with vision and hope. And we pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world and in those places where life, daily life, is a struggle. We pray for the people of Ethiopia and Eritrea and Tigray. We pray for people who live in places where washing your hands would be so much easier if you had any water at all. We pray for those for whom each day is a struggle and each day is a gift. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Your Spirit enables us to cry, Abba, Father, affirms that we are fellow heirs with Christ, and pleads for us in our weakness. We pray for all who are in need or distress. And we remember those who are unwell, especially Pam, Jacques, Trish, Jen, Eileen, Catherine, Derek, Brian, Lorraine, Carolyn, Robert, Claire, Richard, David, Peter, Christine and Ben, Jennifer, Jean, Matt, Rosemary, Giles, Nigel and others known to us. We pray that they may know the presence of the living God in healing power. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. In the baptism and birth of Jesus, you have opened heaven to us and enabled us to share in your glory. The joy of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit from before the world was made. And we remember today in our prayers all who are bereaved. And we give thanks for the lives of those recently gone to be with God, especially Sydney Brown, Brian Peace, David Chivers, Joan Tapp, Joe Elston, Beth Millier, Jane Kingdom, Hilda Wedlake, and others who we remember with love and thanksgiving. May your whole church, living and departed, come to a joyful resurrection in your city of light. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And the collect for this second Sunday before Advent. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so we join together in the words of the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Christ our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
So, what's the first verse?
Would you like to sing with us the first verse of the song that we sang? It's quite easy. Now is the needed time. Right now is the needed time. Now is the needed time.
It's a prayer for the presence of Jesus with us in these times.
Now is the needed time. Oh, now is the needed time. Now is the needed time. Now is the needed time.
Jesus, won't you come back?
Keep going.
Jesus, won't you come back? Jesus, won't you come by here?
Even if you don't stay long.
Even if you don't stay long. Even if you don't stay long.
Jesus.
Jesus, won't you come by here?
Down on my knees and pray. I'm
down on my knees and pray. Down on my knees and pray. Pray
that
you come by here.
Even if you don't stay long.
Even if you don't stay long. Jesus, if you don't stay long. Won't you come by here?
Now is the needed time, right
now. Is the needed time,
right now.
Is the needed time. Now is the needed time.
Oh,
now is the needed time. Right now is the needed time. Now is the needed time.
I think we had three verses there.
Oh, well, never mind. It doesn't matter. There's plenty of time.
You'll be singing it for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your company this morning.
Yeah.
We hope you have a blessed week. If you would like to join us for morning prayer at 8:30 in the morning, the details are on the website or on the end of the, no, I don't know
no,
if they are.
On
no,
the
on
notice,
the website or the notice sheet.
Notice sheet.
Either by Zoom or conference call. Do please feel free to drop in join us for that time of prayer, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday mornings. The coffee morning and the Bible study will be on Wednesday and the details are in the usual place.
Yeah.
Have a blessed week and a lovely day.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
it's
you.
Been great to have your company. We love worshipping with you and we look forward to seeing and hearing you again soon.
And apologies to Zoomers. My screen is frozen. I've no idea what bit of us you could see.
But we hope it was
edifying. We hope it was the best bit anyway.